The U.S.-led anti-terrorism coalition says its forces have killed up to 24 suspected Taliban militants in a clash in southern Afghanistan. A U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan says fighting erupted after suspected Taliban fighters ambushed a coalition convoy near the southern border town of Spin Bulthak Saturday. He says the U.S. soldiers returned fire, killing 5 of the attackers, and U.S. Apache gunship helicopters chased the remaining group into the surrounding hills and killed about 19 more enemy fighters. The spokesman says no coalition forces were injured. In a separate incident Saturday, Afghan officials say dozens of heavily armed Taliban fighters attacked a border post in the same region. Reports say the attackers killed several government troops before allegedly escaping across the border into Pakistan. Local officials say that fighting lasted for about 5 hours and U.S. forces were sent from the nearby town of Kandahar to assist Afghan troops. Attacks against local and foreign forces in Afghanistan have increased in recent months. Last week, 8 government troops were killed in southeastern Khost province. On Sunday, 4 Italian forces and their Afghan translator were wounded in a missile attack on their convoy in the same region. Members of Afghanistan's ousted Taliban government and the Al-Qaeda terrorist network are blamed for organizing the attacks that have killed dozens of people. The U.S.-led anti-terrorism coalition is assisting Afghan forces in hunting down these militants. Afghan officials say some of the Taliban fugitives are using bases across the border in Pakistan. Pakistani officials reject the allegations, saying they have deployed thousands of soldiers to seal the border. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.